What country is the Queen of England from? Originally.
I definitely don't know.
No, give me your best guess. I guess a country.
What is a country again?
Cause like, you know, you'd be like, yeah, she's kind of dumb, and she says, no, I'm not. I'm super dumb.
Give me a guess.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, she's hot, so it's okay. But yeah, you're right.
What is a country? Canada.
Canada.
Yes. Do you know what time this is?
Well, Canada is a country. To be fair, she's right about that.
5:10:15.
Hold up.
Yes. Do you know what time this is?
5:10:15:20:25:30:35:40:45.
2:45. Yes.
In the grand scheme of being stupid, this is probably only an 8. This could have been way worse. Yeah, this is only an 8, guys.
Yes. Do you know what country the Great Wall of China is in?
Country?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you had to guess.
Ooh.
Japanese?
Oh, God. What?
Why? Why would you say that? That's not even a country. It's not. No. I don't.
Yes. Do you know what the third month of each year is?
Ain't that leap year or some shit?
Yeah. Do you know what 15...
To be fair, like, people that misunderstand the question, I'm not going to shit on her that much. Because she might have just misunderstood the question or misheard it. Yeah, just not listening. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Do you know what 15% of 100 is?
No. You know what he should ask her after she gets this wrong? Ask her if she has student loans.
Fuck.
Around what it is, if you had to guess.
Probably like 75. I don't know.
Yes. Do you know what country we get?
75. She does, I guarantee it. Yep, there it is. So, and this is the issue, right? Is that I think that, yes, obviously this guy probably interviews a lot of people. And most people probably get some of these questions right. But what's really the percentage here? Are we talking about like 80% get them right? 40%? 95%? I'm thinking like, I bet like 20 to 30% of people get these questions wrong. After rating in Classic WoW, I think about 20 to 30% of people would fuck these up. Do you legit think that Gen Z in chat would do better? I actually don't think that it's entirely a generational thing. I think with clocks, it probably is because people just don't see clocks very often. So it's like you probably should be able to figure this out on your own. But that being said, I think that the majority, the reason why this happens is actually just there are just people that are dumb, right? I mean, like you could probably find boomers that are dumb like this too.
Gained our independence from?
Spain.
Yes. Spain. How many inches are in 2 feet?
I don't know.
Around how many inches? If you had to guess.
20? Five?
Yeah.
Five? How could you get... Wow.
Do you know
I knew I was big.
Panama Canal is in?
No.
If you had to guess, like, what do you think it sounds like it's in?
The Panama Canal?
Europe.
Yes. Can you name all the months?
September, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Yes. Do you know what country the...
I mean, she... I feel like she's the smartest one. I do. I feel like she's the smartest one so far. Absolutely. And I think it's by far. Why start with September? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Panama Canal is in.
Panama, Spain.
Yes. What do we call a shape with five sides?
Oh.
Is it an octagon? Wait, that's six. That's...
Man. Well... she corrected her. Yeah, this is... Wow.
Is it an octagon? Wait, that's six. That's eight. Octagon is eight.
Okay, all right.
Is it a stop sign?
Yes. Do you know what year...
I'm just trying to think, like, how do you get there? I don't know. I don't even know. How can you not visualize that? Well, no, it's not that I can't visualize it. It's that I'm thinking, how did they get there? That's the question.
The U.S. was founded?
Oh, no. Nah.
What
I'm
year?
I'm not going to them.
Around when? If you had to guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not know.
Give me your best guess.
I'm going to say BC. I'm going to keep it at BC era.
Give me a number, BC.
BC.
something, 1800s.
BC?
Yeah.
Yes. How many...
I mean, again, that's only like an 8 or a 9. It's not a 10. That could have been a 10. 1800 BC. Yeah, but she probably doesn't know what that means. Yeah, she probably, like, realistically, like, she probably doesn't know what that means.
Weeks in a year?
How many weeks are in a year?
Nah.
It's like 15. Nah.
Weeks in a year? I don't know. Can't count the weeks. Four times 12, 24 weeks.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, 48 is close. Yeah, 48 was pretty close. Now, 24 wasn't close. But 48 was kind of close, right? You almost got it. Yeah, I mean, this is really... Man.
Yes. How many different moons does the Earth have?
How many different moons?
Four.
Yes. Do you know who fought?
I always really wish that whenever he... Like, people get asked a question like this and they give, like, a dumb answer, I always want to know, like, how did you get there? Because, like, with some of these, I can kind of, like, make sense out of it. But not all of them.
The Mexican-American War. You remember.
Can't lie to you. I don't know that.
Guess two countries. Who against who? If you had to guess.
Philippines.
Yeah, against who?
Don't remember the other one.
You know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You're not about to...
Not
starting to think it's fake? You starting to think it's fake? You think it's fake? You have a rating classic WoW? You're going to realize it's real. Like, it's real. Like, this shit's real. Like, if you think people are dumb as hell, he's saying 9? He going to say 9? Oh, what is this here? All right, here we go.
Don't remember the other one.
You know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
9.
Who fought in the Mexican?
He probably just thought it was plus. Like, I feel like that's...
Yeah, he probably thought it was plus.
Yeah, I mean, like...
American War.
French Revolution? I don't know.
The French Revolution?
How many moons does the Earth have?
How many moons?
Around how many?
30? I don't know.
30?
Yes. You know what 33 divided
Jesus,
by 3?
Jesus, that's a lot of fucking moons. Oh my god. 30 fucking moons. Holy shit.
Yes.
No.
33 divided by 3.
Give me a guess, a number, a round one.
33 divided by 3?
Yeah.
I don't know, 5? Nah, I don't know.
Yes. Do you know what 7 plus...
You're not about to mess this up, are you? Like...
7 plus 7 is?
28. No, no, no. I'm bugging. 14 plus 7. I don't know.
Can you tell me what...
Oh my god. 14 plus 7, I don't know. Bro. What do you mean you don't know? These are so fake. I'm gonna be real, guys. I completely believe this. I completely believe this. I went to a high school... And it was not a great high school. I had math class. Let me tell you something. It's real. Y'all wish they were fake. Yeah, I was here. More like math. No, no, I'm telling you guys. Like this is, I believe this. No, no, no. Here's the thing. Is that there was one time... I don't even, it seems kind of fake though. Does it seem fake or do you want it to be fake? Which one is it? Like, I'm telling you guys, like, this is both. Yeah, no, I really think these are real. I legit think these are real. I work in customer service industry. You see really fucking fast. People are this stupid. Yeah. Like you guys that think that this is fake. Go in a classic era and start up a raid for Molten Core right now. Go ahead. Go ahead, find out. Find out. You're going to find out right now. And those are the people that could figure out how to use a computer. So, like, you're already ruling out 10, 20% of people. They can't figure out how to use a computer. That's even worse. I've been working in sales for 8 years. This shit happened on a weekly basis. That's right. Like, you guys don't understand how dumb it is. It just seems so easy to fake this. That's what you think if you don't, like, you want that to be true. It's not true.
Time this is?
What time is it?
Okay, I know the long one is the hour.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Oh my god.
10 what? Around what time is this?
I'm not sure.
Give me your best guess.
I want to say 10:15.
Yes. Do you know how many moons the Earth...
10:15. But that wouldn't have even been right if... But it would, that wouldn't even, but why would you fuck? If you reverse it, no, it's not even two, this is 150. I will tell you guys this. I remember back in school, there were people who couldn't read the clock. I swear to God. There were people who they would look at the clock and they would be like, I don't know what time it is. Yep. And so, like, that's it. You ever fake it? Yeah, it's that's the thing, guys. Small hand clock. Exactly. Look how proud they are after saying yes. Exactly. Most people just waited for the bell to ring since they didn't know how to read the clock. Exactly. It was such an issue. Like, I didn't even realize how big this was. So, one time we had a math exam, and this was like a midterm. And I walked up to the teacher who was this, the teacher wasn't there, and I walked up to as a substitute teacher. And this dude was like so nice and so relaxed, and he was like super chill. Everything was okay. He was acting a bit weird. I didn't know why. Looking back on it, he was on drugs. And so I go up to the desk and I saw the answer key was on the teacher's desk. I say, you know, Mr. Substitute, what time is it? He's like, well, there's a clock behind me. Why don't you just look up and tell us what the time is? Tell me what the time is. Look for yourself. I said, Mr. Substitute, they never taught us how to read a clock. And he goes, oh, man. Yep. School these days is not the way it used to be. He turned around and he read the clock out to me like this shit had happened before. I passed the answer. I reached out, grabbed the answer key. I gave it to my friend, right? That's the story. That's the reason why I remember it. But yeah, people didn't know how to read a clock even then.
Yes. Do you know how many moons the Earth has?
15.
Around how many, if you had to guess?
2?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty close. I mean, that's about as close as you can be. I mean, you could be wrong, right? But, like, it's close. She getting there.
2 countries border the USA?
What countries border the USA?
No.
Like, what's on top of us and what's below us?
Isn't the North Pole below us?
Man.
Yeah. And what else?
And what is above us? Is it Europe? Because
is that your guess?
Yes, that's my guess.
Yes. What country did we gain our independence?
Yes. Oh my God. 2's believable. There was a news article a while back in China that they were going to build an artificial moon. Really? Well, I mean, isn't it also believable because, like, Star Wars had the Death Star? I mean, I feel like that's just about as fucking stupid, right?
From?
We're Canadian.
Russia.
Yes, if it's Monday,
right? To be fair, they're Canadian, so they don't know any. Do they even have schools in Canada? They don't? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Right now, what day of the week will it be in 14 days?
If it's Monday?
If it's Monday right now, how many days? Like, day of the week? like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or like a date?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
14 days. Today, Monday.
Friday.
I'll say probably like a Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Yes. Do you know what's the difference?
Okay. Let's go to Wednesday or a Thursday. So, how would you know the day? I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I have no idea. Who knows?
Between Mexico and New Mexico?
New Mexico and that.
Nah.
Are they the same thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I think.
Yes. Can you name 5 states?
Staten Island?
Staten Island? What?
States, damn. Brooklyn? Nah, I don't even know.
4 more, 4 more.
No way. No way.
Any states you want?
New York.
Okay.
You got 2.
Manhattan? I don't know.
3.
That's
Two more.
State?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
two more.
Queens. I don't know if that's a state. I don't know.
Four. One more.
Let me
see. State.
The Bronx.
Five. Nice. Do it three times. Three.
Man, bro, like, this girl, she really likes New York, man. Like, I guess so. Man.
3 times 3 is?
3 times 3 times 3.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Five. Nice. Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Yes.
Yes, I know. What an answer. Oh my God.
why 2021?
Yes. Do you know how many states are in the U.S.?
I mean, you know, close enough. It's not that bad. How many states are in the U.S.? Uh-oh.
Around how many?
You had to guess.
24?
Yes. You know who fought in the Mexican-American War?
24. 24. That's crazy. 24. Why do you get 24? Like, this girl in the other clip said that she was Canadian. So, like, if she gets this one wrong, it's like, you know. But I would understand it a little bit.
Yeah. Who? No.
Give me your best guess. Who against who?
Okay, wait. What was that? Mexican War?
Mexican-American War.
Who?
Give me your two best guesses.
You're just gonna make me look so stupid.
Nothing even happened.
Guess.
Okay, nothing happened.
What is 50?
Oh, my God. Both of them too. That's the thing, is it got both of them. It's not like this is like a collective answer. Yeah, bro, the two time, yeah, 2 for 1. Oh my fucking God, were people this stupid back in the 90s? Because I don't think so. Absolutely they were. Abso-fucking-lutely they were this stupid. Now they might have been stupid about a couple of different things. But yeah, they were stupid then too. People about different shit, exactly, yeah.
15% of 100.
15% of 100?
Around what?
Guess,
yeah, give me your best guess.
15%.
100.
I wouldn't say 50 because that's half.
Yeah.
So.
That's good, all right.
Isn't that half?
Give me a number, yeah.
All right, let's do
30.
Yes.
30. Close. Yeah, I mean, like, that's not... It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. Didn't Jay Leno do this exact skit in the 90s? He did. Man on the street. This is nothing new.
You know what 77 plus 23 is?
You know, can't do simple math, my guy. That's the one thing that I'm going to fail on.
Do you know what 15%...
That's the one thing I'm going to fail on. I swear to God, if I get to see another clip of her not knowing how many states the country has, oh my God, please, please give me another clip. Please, that's the one thing, bro. Like, yeah, she knows everything else. She just doesn't know math. That's it. Is it 23 or 33? Who cares? Because she'd probably answer 85. Like, would it matter? Like, let's be honest. Correct.
Of 100 is?
50% of 100?
Give me your best guess. What do you think it is?
My favorite. These are my favorite. Whenever you see people that are probably about the age of a college student get asked questions of what percentages are. Considering a lot of them probably have student loans. That's the funniest fucking shit to me. That is just, yeah, that's bad. And grades, yeah.
15% of 100 is?
50.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's a real one.
Guess. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a real one.
I'm terrible at math. Wait, what was the question?
15% of 100. Around what?
25%?
You know what the four directions on a compass are?
15% of 100, 25%. Nope. No, that's not it. Yeah, that's not. No, it's not. You're wrong.
No,
not at all.
Do you know who the current...
People don't know what the... So she didn't even know one of them, what the four directional...
compass are?
No, not at all.
That's crazy. How do you not know how a compass works? These the same chicks that choose bear in the woods? True. Fucking true. Absolutely true. That's a fact. Yep, there it is. And this is the thing. Is like you go and you see this. Now it starts to make a lot more sense. There it is.
Do you know who the current vice president is?
Ooh, Barack Obama.
No.
Who do you think it is? Take a guess.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for Barack Obama to come back.
Do you know what con...
I mean, I was kind of close, you know? Yeah, I was kind of close.
Continent we're on.
Continent we're on?
You got me feeling dumb.
No, don't be dumb, just know.
Don't be dumb, just know.
You know this.
Nah.
How many people are on Earth? Around how many, if you had to guess?
I don't know, 200 trillion? Something like that.
At least she didn't stop at 200.
Do you know how many continents there are?
No.
Take a guess.
10.
Can you name them?
10 is really not that bad. All things considered, 10 is really not that bad. Like, I'm not going to get, like, that's decent, right? Because she guessed. She didn't know. That's a pretty good guess.
Can you name one? What continent are we on right now?
Oh, come on. United States.
Oh, she meant countries. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Wow.
Yes. If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be today?
Oh, shit. I'd be 12. I'm 22, right? I'd be 12.
Yeah. So if you were born in 2012, how old would you be today?
Oh, sorry. Heard you wrong. If I was born in 2012, I believe I'll be 12. Wait, no. 2012 to now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my sister was. I don't know. Sorry.
Give me a number.
It's 2022.
Maybe 13.
Yes. If you were born.
That could be correct. Yeah, that could maybe be correct, right? I mean, almost. Like, it's close. It could be very close. No, bro, it's 10. Well, what I'm saying is, like, You know, obviously, whenever the year changes, people's birthday doesn't just immediately happen. I feel like 13 is like, it's dumb, right? But like, y'all don't understand. Let me explain, right? See, y'all are acting like... Wait, yeah. Wait, no, never mind. Because it wouldn't have been 12, because that's the year now. But this was 2 years ago, and so it would have been 10. But 10 is just... Oh, my God. I forgot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mind fucked himself. I did. I just. Jesus.
10 years ago, how old would you be today?
Born 10 11. Years ago. 11. I'm 21.
If you were born 10 years ago today, you would be 11.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes. No. That's not. 10 years. You'd be 10. If you were born 10 years ago.
No.
They're literally not understanding the question. But then he explained it to her and she still didn't get it, though. Like, that's the thing. Look at that guy. I didn't even see that.
What do you mean, no?
No.
If you were born 10 years ago, then you would be 10.
No.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Because I'm 20.
Yeah, okay. What year is it?
What?
What year is it?
21.
Okay, so if you were born in 2011, how old would you be today?
12. 2011? Yeah. 41.
Yes.
And that's why he always says yes. Yep. That's why he says yes. I think it makes sense. And you know what? You know what this reminds me of? Remember how we were talking about how a lot of people can't conceptualize hypotheticals? You know, like the, you know, what would it be like if you didn't have breakfast today? Yeah, it's these people vote. They do vote. They do. They have no inner monologue. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is the same thing. This is where it's at. Votes for democracy equals best? No, I mean, like, this is what I'm trying to get at, guys, is, like, a lot of y'all are really on copium. Like, I'm gonna be real, like, some people are high on copium. Like, I'm talking about, like, crazy overdose high on copium. Like, that they think that this shit is fake. Like, you actually think this is fake. This video is amazing. I love these fucking videos, man. Oh, my God, I love these fucking videos. They're so good. 50% of eligible citizens vote nowadays? Yeah, exactly. This is why we need a little bit less society for a while, so the weak and stupid can die off. You think that that's going to solve it? They're just going to come back, man. They're just going to come back. They're going to respawn. You don't understand. They're just going to respawn. Like, you think that you can get rid of this by just having, like, a little purge? Nah, bro. Like, they'll respawn. That's not fake. No, yeah. This is just the way it is. Like, I've raided in WoW for so long that it's never a surprise to me that somebody does something wrong. Like, if you have somebody who is absolutely dumb as hell, oh, yeah, of course. Right? We need to put strict rules on the civil test. Yeah. Stupid democracy is by the people, but the people are stupid. Is the cooldown decent, though? No, it's not. They're going to go new game plus with less stats. That's right. You'll just start calling the new bottom 20% stupid. I don't know what to say, man. For some people, they get rid of dumb people, they become the dumb ones. Yeah, ask people 10 easy questions. If they can't get more than 5 right, execute them. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know if I'd really want to do that. I think that's a bit much. That's a bit fucking much. There's the video. No, I think you guys need to understand, like, if you go to Walmart, you're going to find plenty of people like this. It's not like it's a secret or they're hiding or anything like that. Like, if you go to the most popular places, this is where people like that will be. Like, you're going to see this all the time. You think it's going to get worse? It's going to absolutely get worse. Because this is my opinion, right? Is I think like a brain is like a muscle where if you don't exercise your brain, it's going to get dumber. And so what happens is that people never have to think or make any decisions or any cognitive decisions. And because they don't have to make any decisions, they just get dumber and dumber and dumber. That's what happens.